Jesus Christ loved justice and he hated injustice. And there was an injustice that was going on in Jesus' day, and it was in the very temple of God where people were being cheated. When they came to bring sacrifices, whatever they brought, of course, was not good enough, so they had to buy something there, and they were very expensive, and then they had to use holy money, and they couldn't use their regular money. And the money changers cheated the people. It was just a terrible thing. Listen to what happened. John 2, verse 12. After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things away, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of your house has eaten me up. You see, Jesus did not have tolerance for injustice. And we should not have tolerance for injustice either as his followers. And there's plenty of injustice in this world, isn't there? And I'm not talking about inequality of outcome. Some are going to do better in this life than others. But there's an equality that we all have before the law, from the greatest of us to the lowest of us. And the partiality should not be shown, either to the rich or to the poor or to anyone else. Seek justice. Do what's right and walk humbly with your God. Thank you, O Father, for the justice which you have established in this world. People don't follow it, and sometimes we find that we are the object of injustice. Help us, O Lord, not to be those who are unjust, but to be among those who establish justice in the land as Jesus did. In Jesus' name, amen.